The Islamist Taliban militia, which has controlled most of Afghanistan for the past 2 weeks, controls a bit less of it today. The militia admits it has lost two towns on the road north of the capital, Kabul, to supporters of the former government. There is more bad news for the Taliban. Its opponents, led by former Defense Minister Ahmed Shah Massoud, have now formed a political alliance with another important leader, Abdul Rashid Dostum. Massoud's forces are just outside the capital, which is controlled by the Taliban. David Loyne filed this report from Kabul for the BBC.
There's been the sound of sporadic shell fire in the hills north of Kabul all day. Then, just after nightfall, every anti-aircraft gun in the city and a number of light machine guns began to shoot. It was unclear whether there was any target, but the shooting, which went on for about 20 minutes, showed gunners waiting for an attack. The former government army is now poised only about 12 kilometres north of Kabul, having moved about 120 kilometres down the main north-south road since Friday. And after securing the road and the towns along it, former government soldiers have moved out into the countryside. There's been fighting around the Bagram airfield, and the Taliban have been pushed out of the village close to the Panjshir Valley, where they began their assault on the former government army just over a week ago. The acting deputy foreign minister of the Taliban administration, Sher Mohammad Stanikzai, also confirmed that there's been trouble in Herat in the west, close to Afghanistan's border with Iran. Mr. Stanikzai has warned Iran to stay out of the conflict.
From Kabul, David Loyne reporting for the BBC.